Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Such a weird bumper to start the chapel with. I hear that and I'm thinking, what? Yeah, we are in our first pledge drive of the year. They come so quickly, but we're still going to pray the chaplet. We always stop. And I was just sharing the last hour. I don't know if you're just tuning in. I always marvel at the generosity of this particular hour, because what we do is we say, hey, no more asking. We'll put it in the hands of the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray for one another. And we go before God. And then 25 after, or whatever the time is, we say, hey, can you help? And this is the most generous hour, week after week, pledge drive after pledge drive. It's just amazing. And I want to personally thank you. I mean, I'm really grateful for your yes, for how you respond, and for your mercy. In fact, let me just ask you to do this for me. When the chaplet's over, I want to talk about how God is working miracles in the chaplet, okay? I'm going to share a couple. I did a quick search just for this past week. And I was surprised at how many people have written, and thank you for your answered prayers. I want to, if you've turned to Divine Mercy and you've asked God for a miracle or an answered prayer or resolution to a problem, then I want you to give me a call when we're done praying. Let's talk about it for a little bit. I'm going to share some of the power of this incredible prayer. We'll show you how God really is at work. But right now, I want to pray for you. I do have a few intentions I want to lift up. I was leaving the studio last night, and a friend of mine called me, and she was very concerned about her husband, who's having some coronary issues. We had prayed, and she'd sent me a text, said, hey, everything looks great. Just found out that he may need another procedure, and she's really upset. So I want to continue to pray that God bring about a healing for this beautiful couple. And for my friend Yaya, keep praying for her. It's persistence in prayer, right? I'm like, hey, a week's not enough prayer time? I guess not, right? I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm trying to let her know, too. You got to persist, right? So we'll pray for peaceful resolution there. Peter Grandich, who's a great contributor to going through battle. And by the way, thank you, everyone who's written to Peter. He's been battling depression in a big-time way. And the emails you sent him have really lifted him up. We'll continue to pray for our friend, the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, his government in exile, Salih Hudayar. And for those who are dying in this moment in that quake in Turkey and in Syria, so I want to continue to pray. And Maggie, anything you want to lift up before we kick it off?
I do. Thanks, Drew. Yeah. I talked with one of my best friends earlier today, and she's getting married to a young man, a great guy, in July. But he lives in England, and she's having issues with the visa. She just found out that once they get married here in the States, they have to be apart for 3 more months until she can actually go over there. So I want to pray. Maybe there's a loophole, or maybe the paperwork can get figured out. I don't know. But I just want to pray for them as a couple.
All right. We'll pray for the little Divine Mercy miracle. You think about prayer. And there was a saying that the Virgin Mary once told a seer. She says that through prayer and fasting, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. So even though the situation says, well, no, it's a 3-month wait. There's no way you can get through. No, you don't know. With prayer, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. I've been praying for peace in the world, too. I think we really need to ramp up our prayers. I'm very concerned about what's developing globally. So let's lift that up. And we'll begin today as we do every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we will take our first call today from Mary. She's praying in Colorado with us. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've spoken with you three times in the past already, but this time I'm calling you for some great matter. Over 2 weeks ago, my daughter has falsely accused me of wrongdoing, inappropriately touching my granddaughter, 5 years old.
Oh, no.
Her daughter told Mama she was touching herself, and then she put her hand in her Mama's face, and then Mama said, "Don't do that, that's gross."
Okay.
And then my granddaughter said, "Grandma does it too."
Okay.
And then after that, without any forewarning, she already called the authorities.
Mary, let me. Your signal's really difficult to hear. I picked up what you've had to say, though. You're being falsely accused of touching your granddaughter. Let's pray right now for you, for this legal situation, for whatever you are now facing. I don't know where it's going to go, but let's pray for injustice. If there are any injustices going on right now, Lord, I just ask that you shine the light of truth on them. I pray for mercy where there's misunderstanding, where there's confusion. I pray for healing where there is abuse. Lord, I pray that that comes to light. If there is anyone right now who's going through verbal, physical, sexual abuse, any wrongdoing, that you bring to justice their perpetrators, and then you heal their deepest wounds. And Lord, this is such a difficult intention. So I just bring it to you. You hung on a cross for us. You told us, you told St. Faustina that souls should put themselves completely in your care. That's what we do. And you promised to shield them with your mercy. We pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Mary, hang in there. We'll keep praying for you. Renee in Los Angeles, California. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Drew. I wanted to pray for my sister who has schizophrenia. And for my family as well, she's been a little bit more aggressive recently, and I'm concerned about spiritual attack. So I wanted to pray for healing for her, a body, mind, soul, and praying for relationship healing between my family and her as well.
Great. Let's lift it up. That's a prayer that I know the Lord will answer. And the reason I say that is because anything we ask through this chaplet, if it's according to his will be granted. And I really believe the Lord wants families united. He wants that division healed. I pray for anyone with mental illness, Lord, the struggles that come with that for them, and in particular for their family members. And I just ask for healing, for protection, for new life, for clarity. And Lord, I just give you these souls. I give you my heart. I unite my heart to those who are praying with me as well. And we just ask you hear all of our intentions, all of our cries as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Before we go to Alicia, let me first go to Maggie. She is taking your intentions. No number have been emailed. You can also send them to our Twitter account. It's at Drew Mariani Show. Please follow us on our social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, and tell others about the chapel. Maggie, what are they asking us to pray for?
Somebody tweeted us last night, Drew, with a picture of a really kindly faced priest. Mm. He had this big long beard and really like round cheeks. And they said, here's a picture of Father Dayer, priest of the Melkite Roman Catholic parish of the Virgin Mary in Aleppo, Syria. He's still under the rubble following the earthquake that struck in Turkey. Please pray for this priest's survival and for all of those affected by this earthquake. So I retweeted that, and I wanted to make sure that we mentioned it today. It was a striking picture. He just looked like such a kind man.
Horrible.
Karina wrote to us and said, Dear Drew, please pray for all of those affected by the earthquake in Aleppo, especially my friend Alejandro Martinez in the U.S. Marine Corps. Michelle says, Divine Mercy prayer intention, please pray for my sister today on her birthday. She's been my rock since my mother passed away over a year ago. May God grant my sister peace and joy today. And Ralph says, I would like to offer up two Divine Mercy chaplet intentions. Number one, in thanksgiving for the gift of Relevant Radio and the work that all of you do to help bring the light of Christ into the world.
Thank you.
And number two, for all who are discerning next steps in their careers or vocations, that the Holy Spirit would guide us to seek out the correct life moves that nurture our vocations.
Amen.
I just thought that was really
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks, Ralph.
I also want to pray for this email that came in. It says, could you pray for a person named Joe who wants to die? He's very sick and he's weak and he's on hospice. And he's asking for assisted suicide. So let's bring Joe to the Lord. Let's also bring anyone right now that has suicidal ideations, thinking about harming themselves or taking their life. Let's pray for that mother who's discovered she's pregnant and thinks her only option is doing away with the child. And I just ask, Lord, for these attacks on life and family, for your mercy. Alicia is praying with us in Atlanta, Georgia. Alicia, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. I was calling to give good news.
Great.
I called in last Tuesday, and I asked for prayers over my mother who's lost her mobility to walk and use her hands. And she had an MRI on Friday, and as of yesterday, we found out what's wrong. She has pinched nerves along her vertebrae.
Wow.
So painful. So I don't know what this means. We're still waiting to hear from the doctors. So I just want to call and say thank you. Aww. I just thank you to everybody who listened and kept my mom in their prayers. Aww. And just thank you. I knew it would work if I called in.
Amen. I love it. It's faith, right?
Amen.
Faith moves mountains.
Honor and glory to God always.
The power of all these warriors, these prayers going before the throne of God. Well, let's pray for your mother, okay? Let's continue to pray for her. And Lord, we thank you right now. I pray for anyone who's having difficulty discerning the cause of their ailments, that can come to light. I pray for the physicians charged with their care. And I pray for those in chronic pain. I do pray for anyone having spinal issues or nerve issues right now. And I ask for your divine touch. I ask for healing. I ask for healing today, Lord. Just touch these souls. Bring healing. Restore health as you've done so many times throughout the scriptures. And I thank you for Alicia's answered prayer. So we turn to you now, giving you our own as well. United together, we pray, Eternal Father, and we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Josephine in Union, New Jersey. Hi, Josephine.
Hi, Drew. I am giving the chaplet a last shot, to be honest. I've been praying and praying and waiting for my miracle. I don't want to be selfish at all, but I don't know. I guess I'm at my wit's end. I am waiting for a live kidney donor.
Yep.
And it's to no avail. So I'm praying. I need your prayers. I need your prayer warriors to come in and help.
Well, Josephine.
And it's difficult. Yes.
I was going to say, don't despair, okay? Don't grow despondent.
I can't help it.
I know.
I can't help it.
I know. And here's the thing. This is when you need to show your trust and your faith the greatest. I know it's hard. But we're going to pray for you now.
It's hard.
And I'll tell you what, the chaplet, for some reason, and there's so many answered prayers across the spectrum, but we often find, at least within this program here, kidnapped, kidney transplants, vital organs. For some reason, there's so many answered prayers when it comes to these vital organs. People in need of them. And I wrote about it in my book. There was one person who needed double organ transplants. They left the hospital 4 days later, never needing a transplant again. So God can heal and God can work. Let's pray right now. You're part of the family.
Okay.
You're with us. Let's just ask
God to
resolve this issue. If not a healing, that donor. Okay.
And
Lord, I just give you Josephine right now. The Lord said this, Josephine. He's told St. Faustine, he says, tell no soul that is called upon my mercy has ever been disappointed or brought to shame. Tell them that no soul that has ever called upon my mercy has been disappointed or brought to shame. I delight particularly in a soul that places its trust in my goodness. That's the secret. I really believe it. Trust that God's going to take care of you. His will is perfect, all right? I'm going to pray for you now. Lord, I just intercede on her behalf. And just for the glory of your name, to illustrate the power of this chapel, we just pray for a real miracle, for a healing, not that healing, for that organ donation. And I give you anyone with renal issues right now, anyone with kidney problems, and I just bring this intention to you and everyone else right now who's crying out to you, Lord. We trust in your mercy as we pray, eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Connie in Auburn, Maine. Hi, Connie.
Hello, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my prayer request.
You're welcome.
I'm calling to ask for prayers for my 48-year-old niece, Heather, who had a fall about 5 weeks ago and fractured her neck in two places and is paralyzed from the neck down and is on a ventilator. She needs a miracle, Drew, and I know that all things are possible with God.
Amen. Well, look, Connie, I'm praying for you too, for your whole family. I'm sorry to hear about that accident. And we'll pray in particular right now for your niece. And Lord, I ask you to open the floodgates of your mercy. You know, in diary entry, it's 11:28, the Lord says that this prayer is such a wonderful prayer to invoke God's help for any intention whatsoever. And Lord, I give you those who now find themselves in critical conditions with their life, with their health. And I just ask for your divine touch. And I give you everyone on hold. Give you the intentions in my heart. I give you all those who've left their intentions with us here at Relevant. And I trust in your mercy on their behalf. I know how good, how merciful you are. And I pray, eternal Father, And I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for
us. Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for
us. Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God is working miracles. I'm telling you right now, I am absolutely convinced of it. Earlier in the week, the Lord had put on my heart that somebody was being healed of a real bad back problem. They wrote to me the next day. They claimed that healing. They were instantly healed. And that's no credit to me. It's the power of our prayer together. And I am so convinced that God is working miracles in your life. If you could, do me a favor. Give me a call and share with me right now, here on the air, how God has answered your divine mercy prayer. Did you pray the chapel with me and an answer prayer came through? Did you turn to God's mercy in those final moments for your loved one? Have you seen a healing or a financial blessing or a miracle through divine mercy? You can give me a call. It's 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And I want to share an email that came in. I want to share some other things that just popped in here too. But I'll tell you what, let me share this one with you right now, okay? And you can get in here and give us a call. But before I move forward, I just want to thank you for yesterday because I asked you to really step up in this hour. And we saw such an outpouring of grace yesterday, such an outpouring of generosity. I need to ask you one more time to do that. This pledge drive is a little bit slower than what it normally is. And I'm counting on you really to come through. If you could help in some way, if you've given in the past and you feel you can give a little bit more to push the needle forward for us, then thank you. If you've never given, you might be new to the chaplet. Step out in faith. Give back to the Lord. Thank him for the blessings of your life and even for the crosses. Watch how God blesses you for that. And if you can't give, and I say this with all sincerity, I know how difficult it is out there financially. If you really can't give, please don't. I don't want you to do that, okay? But I do want you to pray. And just pray that God will touch the heart of that man or that woman or that person that God has given capacity to so we can continue to advance this important mission of Relevant Radio, and in particular, the beautiful prayers that we bring to you every day through the chaplet and through the rosary, okay? The number here is 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. I'd love to see 300 people join me again today. It'd be so fantastic. But I'm grateful for whatever you can do. All right, I really am. I'm grateful for whatever you can do. I got good news, too, because we got dollar-for-dollar match right now in this hour. When I come back, I want to share with you some answered prayers that have come in. I want to give you some hope because God does hear your prayers. Miracles do happen. I'm telling you, God's got something in store for you. His will is perfect, and I want to hear from you as well.
It's the Give from the Heart Pledge Drive at 877-291-0123. Mike Kendall joining Drew Mariani this afternoon. We're going to have a fun afternoon. So much to tell you.
Yeah.
We have a partnership challenge underway. That's the 100% match. This will not be available this time tomorrow. So this would be the time to make that call at 877-291-0123. Again, let me repeat, not available tomorrow, but we're matching now 100%. And we're already off to a great start this hour. I was just checking out our report from the call center. We already have 65 people that have stood up this hour.
That's great.
So I think we should march to 300. Let's do it. 300 calls in the next 40 minutes.
We can do it.
877-291-0123. When you give to Relevant Radio, you are supporting two of, I think, the most important half hours that we present to you every day. You're supporting the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and you're supporting the Family Rosary across America. Radio really is the most intimate form of media, and I can't think of anything more intimate than all of us gathering together every day and praying live across 200 radio stations coast to coast. Is that worth something to you? Consider making a pledge right now and help us get to our goal of $3 million by the end of the week. 877-291-0123.
I love it. 877-291-0123. Thank you for your generosity. We received this email. This says, "Hey, Drew, thanks for taking my call during the chaplet today. I want to expand just a little bit on my story. When I told my wife I had pledged, she said to me, 'You gave how much?' I told her that Jesus would take care of us and we trusted him. She says, 'You gave how much?' It was $100 a month I committed to. Well, I'll tell you what happened. We received an unexpected check due to an overpayment to our mortgage escrow account. I showed her the check the following day. She wanted to send the $1,200 to you all at once. Drew, I just found out that we're about to lose a small parcel of land. If we didn't come up with $2,500, this would go to the tax collector. Payments were not an option. Well, we redeemed our land as of a date. We've been giving to Relevant Radio $100 a month without hardship. God resolved that problem too. He is great. And Jesus, I trust in you." Hey, join Ralph and so many others at 877-291-0123.
Well, that's the ultimate partnership challenge right there, I'd say. Well, we're offering you something in return as well. 100% match right now at 877-291-0123. Phone lines are really starting to heat up, so you might consider giving online at relevantradio.com or get your cell phone out and tap the app. We want to hear from you. Give from the heart.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, I'm going to grab a few of your calls. I want to talk about, God's mercy, right? And answered prayers. I'd love to hear yours. I really would. I shared some really powerful stories in my book on Divine Mercy. One in particular about how my daughter drowned and she should have died or even been brain damaged. And she was miraculously cured. My nephew was in a car accident. And I remember it was the 4th of July. My wife and I were taking our kids to the fireworks. And my sister called me frantic because he had been T-boned in a convertible. And I've shared the story before how doctor said that he'll never walk again. He'll never talk. He'll never finish school. Put ramps in the house. Get special beds for him. He's going to need care. We prayed the chaplet right there, all of us. And my sister never left his bedside. She prayed rosary, after chaplet. That boy today, doctors, they call him a miracle. They ask him to come back to CHOP, Children's Hospital down at the University of Pennsylvania, to talk to other parents so those parents can have hope. Because God can do anything. The doctors don't have the last word. You know, the tax collector doesn't have the last word. God has the last word in your situation. I'd love to hear your stories. I'll share a few more. There's a lot of them that have come in. I did a quick search just a minute ago in my inbox for answered prayers. I just looked from February. And I'm reading through them right now. I think I got to share these with you. But I want to hear your story. So let me go to you first, okay? You can get into the studio here at 877. You get in the studio here at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You can always use that other number, right? That's the pledge number, and I hope you do. I'd love to see 300 generous lovers of God's mercy support us in this hour, okay? So if you can help support Relevant today, you really keep the Relevant, you keep the chaplet on the air. Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I just want to call with a grateful heart for a number of things, but I did call yesterday regarding a friend that took a handful of pills, and then I lost touch with her. I couldn't drive over there because I had my pupils dilated, so I had to completely surrender her, and you did pray for her during the Divine Mercy. She's in the hospital. I believe God's going to heal her of her depression and any addictions. And I'm also so very grateful because my God is answering prayers miraculously for healing of my family. And I know many families need this healing. So I am very grateful. Wow. And I try to pray this chaplet almost every day.
Well, God bless you. Kathy, thank you for writing. And thank you for calling in those times of trial. You know, that moment of difficulty is when we really need to gather together and storm heaven. And I believe great things are happening. I've seen them. This person wrote to me and says, hey, Drew, yesterday I requested prayers for my daughter, Jennifer. She's 35 weeks pregnant, and her blood pressure was rising. She went to a birthing center. We prayed. She was released after 3 p.m., the hour of divine mercy. Prayers still that she can wait to deliver 37 weeks. Healthy twin boys and mom, long, healthy life for them all. We will continue to pray, and we'll continue to thank God for bringing that blood pressure down and answering big prayers and small prayers. Jill in Northwest Indiana, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. My miracle, it goes back to November when I got through during Divine Mercy. My mother-in-law had tongue cancer and was undergoing surgery. Wow. She was supposed to have her jaw broken and teeth removed, her whole bottom teeth. But we did get through the Divine Chaplet on the air, and thank goodness she didn't have to have her teeth pulled or jaw broken.
Wow.
But last Monday, we had an episode. She ended up with blood clots and airlifted to a hospital. She was 2 hours away from us, and we got a call in the middle of the night to come say goodbye.
Oh, no.
The whole way there, I drove listening to the Divine Mercy Chaplet over and over and over again.
Oh.
I passed a church. When I looked out the window, it was Our Lady of Hope, and I kept praying to her, too. When we got there, there was improvement. I did the chaplet by her bedside, and by 6 o'clock in the morning, the doctor was amazed with her turnaround.
Oh,
and
my gosh, that's great.
It was great, and
that's
it was a
awesome
witness to my in-laws who are not Catholic and do not practice faith.
Yeah.
Just the power of prayer, I would cry the next day telling everybody, because at the bottom of my heart, I knew he listens, and whatever you ask in mercy, he has so much to give, he will give it to us. And that's what I did that night.
Joe, I love it. Thank you for being a witness to the faith. And you never know, you know, how your own example is going to bring about conversion to others, or at least draw them into God's mercy. And you're so right. I often quote, you know, the diary of St. Faustina, and how she says that we don't know the scope of God's mercy. We don't know, right? And therefore, we don't ask for big enough things. I often say we need to hold out a big cup, right? I think that one of the great mysteries of the afterlife is the fact that we will contemplate God's mercy, right? The angels call God's mercy, they say it's the wonder of the angels and it's the astonishment of the saints, that no soul, be angelic or human, will ever be able to fathom the depths of God's mercy through all eternity. It's one of the great mysteries of the afterlife. And I think God gives us these glimpses, you know, while we're making our way through this life. It is that faith. It is that trust that really brings into focus, I think, how God is working. And miracles happen all the time. They happen all of the time. I received this email as I was going through this. Tara, thank you for writing. She said, I just want to share my dad, Harold, was bedridden for 4 days due to a pinched nerve in his spine. It makes me think of this woman who just called during the chaplet. He said the divine mercy before going to bed last night, and he just asked God for relief. He woke up, Drew, completely fine this morning. He's almost 80 years old, and he wanted me to share this with you. Thank you for your ministry. Well, God bless you. And let's thank God for his unfathomable mercy. I just love it. God works in big times ways. If God has healed you, if he's answered your prayer, if you've seen the power of the chaplet, you can get in. Give us a call here at 888-914-9149. Kathy in Minnesota, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm. Can you hear me? Hold on.
I can. Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Hey, how's that?
That's even better. Thank you.
Okay. Well, basically, I was calling. By the way, thank you for the chaplet I pray it as often as I can with you guys.
That's awesome.
There was a young lady I called in, and she was anorexic and kind of had given up and was well below 100 pounds. And her family was like, well, you're the one who has to choose to live because nobody can make you. And so I got on, and then I didn't see them for a few months. And so I asked how she was doing, and she had a 180.
Wow.
And it was the same month that we prayed.
Wow, that's great. That is fantastic. Kathy, I am so glad you called in. I am. And thank you for sharing that. Is there anything you want us to pray for you as well? Any other intentions?
I guess for just healing in my family.
Okay. We're going to pray for you because you're part of our family. I'm grateful for your answered prayers and everyone who calls. You know, when you make a donation here to Relevant Radio, I hope you know this. You know, we ask you to leave your prayer intention because we pray for you during the chaplet. We pray for you during the rosary. We pray for you during our adoration. We pray for you during the masses. Leave us your prayer intentions. I know I'm asking for answered prayers here. And you can always join me every afternoon at 3 or Father at 7 and get your prayer intentions on the air. We want to pray for each other. And if you hear these intentions as that healing continues, let's continue to pray for one another. All right. Father Todd had written to me. And Father, thank you for taking time. He says, I'm happy to offer some good news, Drew, about my mother. And he says, she is currently cancer-free and no longer needs any further treatments. He says, and we, you know, St. Blaise is a powerful intercessor. We just celebrated his feast. He says, no doubt St. Blaise was interceding for this one. He says, my dad called me this afternoon with tears of joy. God is so good. And Father Todd signs it, Jesus, I trust in you. I love it. Thank you, Father. We'll continue to pray for your mom. We'll continue to pray in thanksgiving for that as well. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me take a break now. When I come back, I'll grab a few more calls, okay? Because I don't want to shortchange. I know we're coming up to a real quick break here. If you're on hold, stay with me. I want to hear your stories. How's God working in your life? How's the Divine Mercy Chaplet resulted in miracles? How's God's mercy prevailed in your finances, your relationships, your health? We'll take more of your calls right after this short break. But thank you. And by the way, before we take this break, Maggie, I want to thank everybody who called tonight. Mike Kendall, who's our executive director of programming here at the network, he asked for 300 people. And, man, we're about halfway there already. And that's some heroic giving. Thank you for supporting the chaplet. I just want to say thank you for that. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love this. This is the highlight. This is the pinnacle of my day, being able to pray every day with you. And the fact that you support it with your prayers and especially with your finances, keeping this on the air, we're reaching so many souls at such critical moments in their life. I mean, this prayer is being prayed. Father Rocky shared a story with me the other day, somebody whose loved one was dying, and they were listening to this prayer in the middle of the night. And that's because you made it possible. So thank you for supporting and promoting God's mercy.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. Thank you for your show.
This is the Drew Mariani Show.
Marvelous show on the radio right now.
On Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Lois, welcome to The Inner Life.
We've been married 40 years. I'm a Baptist, he's a Catholic, and we lived in Arizona to start, and we moved here to Michigan, and I started listening to Relevant Radio. And what's happening is I'm converting because I believe it's important to go to church with the person you love. And I'm trying to get through RCA, but it snows here, and then I don't make it. I'm on my third shot. I'm going to try. But we go to church together. I don't take communion, and I want the communion the way it's supposed to be, and I want to do confession. So for those people out there, just keep doing it. Join your mate. See what happens. Listen to Relevant Radio. God will change your heart.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Well, you really turned out. We had asked for 300 people to step forward this hour, and we're already halfway there. We're at about 160 right now. We need 140 more people in the next 20 minutes at 877-291-0123. Why? Because our need is real. We really need to make $3 million by the end of this week. And we know this. We're going to lean on big gifts, and we've had a number of them today. $10,000, $5,000 gifts that we're matching 100%. But every single gift, from a new time, first-time donor to a multi-time giver, every dollar matters, and we're matching them today. We're not doing the matching tomorrow. So take advantage of the partnership challenge by calling 877-291-0123 and being one of those 140 people before the end of the hour. We can do this, Drew. 877-291-0123. Here's who's helping us. Kate in Scottsdale, Arizona just made a $50 pledge. That becomes 100. Carmen in Rumford, Rhode Island, 100 becomes 200. And Chris in St. Paul, Minnesota, your $1,000 generous gift is now instantly $2,000. Log on to relevantradio.com and give from the heart.
You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought up the point. No matches tomorrow. Mm-mm. Today is the day to take advantage of it. And, you know, today is so critical. We need you more than ever today. We are not where we need to be, and we need major, major support today. Could you, in this hour, I know we have about 15 minutes left, could you possibly go and make that pledge? If you're a new listener, if you've been praying the Chapel of Divine Mercy, maybe you haven't given in a while. I mean, time goes quick. You might have given a pledge drive go, or maybe it was three pledge drives ago, or maybe it was 3 years ago. If you could step up again, and it doesn't have to be huge, whatever you can give, it gets doubled right now, dollar for dollar match. So I'm making a heartfelt appeal to you to see if you'd help out. And I appreciate whatever you can do. And again, if you can't, say a prayer. But here's the number. It's 877-291-0123. Best way to give, though, relevantradio.com or on the app. You get a little bonus gift if you do it that way as well.
You've been hearing miraculous stories this hour. We have some miraculous numbers to report. We're celebrating a huge year in 2022. We estimate that we had 61 million hours of relevant radio programming that benefited listeners throughout the world. You know, just our top five or six shows have podcasts, and there were 11 million downloads last year. We're asking for $3 million. That's less than a dollar a download, Drew, if I do my math right. So come on, step up and make a pledge. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just 14 minutes left, and you will be matched for this hour. So make that call and give from the heart.
Bringing the drive alive. You're listening to the Drew Mariani Show.
Hey, I love cruising with you. You keep my drive alive every afternoon. I'm glad I can keep you company. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. I want to thank everyone stepping up right now and saying, Drew, we're going to get you there. 13 minutes to go. Looking for about another 100 generous donors to say, let's do it for the divine mercy, right? Let's do it for our love of the Lord. Let's do it because relevant radio needs to be on the air. It really does. And you know what? I think one of the things in the world, we've lost faith. We've lost belief in God. And we see that with our kids. And I think we see it. I mean, if a lot of people grapple with it. And God answers these giant prayers where tumors shrink. In fact, coming up, I'm going to be talking about cancer at the top of the next hour. But we see cancer being conquered, right? And we see big answers and small answers. Here's another little email I got. A few weeks ago, I requested prayers for a relative who was dealing with a very long-lasting, stubborn head cold. Never saw anything like it. Didn't seem to want to leave. I was concerned it was going to get worse. His fever, when we prayed, the Divine Mercy Chapel went away, but his cold held on for longer. Well, it's now finally gone. I just want to thank you for praying and thank God for the healing. Would you please continue to pray that people will be healed of chronic health issues? And sometimes we need the persistent prayer, right? And sometimes God will answer those big prayers, and sometimes he'll answer those small prayers. But I guarantee you, God hears your prayer. Bonnie in California, thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I've wanted to share this story with you for a couple of years now.
Wow.
About 5 years ago, I called in during the Divine Mercy Chaplet for a friend of mine whose daughter, who was in her, I think, 30s and pregnant and unmarried, but with a partner who did not support her having the child, decided she was going to have an abortion. And she and her mom had talked about it very openly, and her mom was very distraught that she had chosen that. Mm-hmm. And she let her mom know that she was going to be getting an abortion, and she thought that it was going to be, I think it was a Tuesday that I called you. She knew it was going to be on a Tuesday, but she didn't know when, what time of day. So I called in, and you and I spoke, and you prayed for her. And it wasn't until Friday that my friend found out what happened on that Tuesday. Her daughter got to the abortion clinic about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in California, so yeah. You pray it at 1 o'clock our time.
Right.
And you had prayed for her throughout the entire rest of your show. Every half an hour or so, you brought it up again, and you asked your listeners to storm heaven for them.
Wow.
And she got to the abortion clinic around 1 o'clock. And she said, I got there and I physically could not get out of my car. And I sat in that parking lot until 3 o'clock. She said, that's when I felt like I could move again. And I decided to give my child life. And she went home at 3.
And that little
girl is now almost 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. It brings tears to my eyes.
So she is 4 years old.
Yeah. Oh, it brings tears to my eyes. I love love that prayer. Bonnie, if you haven't written that down, please write it down and email me, okay? I want to put that in my inbox as well. It's such an incredible answer to prayer, but that's the power of this prayer. I mean, the very origins of the rosary, the chaplet, I should say, were rooted in an angel wrath coming to show God, to deliver God's justice to the world for one of the great sins of abortion. And I know that this is a prayer that when we pray for an end for mothers to choose life, that God hears it. He gives them grace. But I never heard of anything like that. Stuck in her car until the hour of power, and then she was able to move. God bless you for sharing that. I'm so grateful for you, Bonnie. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Please write that to me. No, I'm honored just to be here and be able to. I just am a facilitator. You know, that's all I do. I pray and I invoke God's mercy. I believe and I trust in Him so completely. And I'm just so grateful when somebody like you calls in and brings these intentions to our spiritual family, because I know God honors our prayers. He honors our heart. And I'm so grateful for you. I tell you, that's my favorite answered prayer today. That's off the charts. Email me, drew@relevantradio.com, if you've had an answered prayer. And Bonnie, please write that down. That's such a wonderful testimony to God's mercy and to the power of prayer. And I just want to say to anyone who supported Relevant Radio in the past, I just think about this. We stop for half an hour during our pledge drives and we pray. And we stop in the middle of our programming every single day and we pray. And I think God honors that. I think He blesses that. And if you have ever supported Relevant Radio, if you've ever made a phone call, if you've ever given a pledge, you share in that. It's not me. It's not Bonnie. It's you and me. It's all of us together who support this apostolate and who pray together every afternoon at this time. And the Lord promised anybody who will promote His mercy, He would protect like a tender mother, like a mother, her tender infant. But then He goes on to talk about the afterlife. And the afterlife's a mystery, right? He says that you'll shine with a special brilliance. I think those who promote mercy, God promises to protect at the hour of their death. He protects you from all your adversaries. I invite you to join me in this hour. Let's continue to save lives from abortion. Let's continue to save souls from the wickedness and the snares of the evil one in those final moments when Satan is trying to rob them of their soul before God takes them home. That final hour is a critical hour. And the Lord said to St. Faustina, this prayer, when you pray it, it may result. It may be your entreaties may result in the salvation of that soul. Souls lose trust in that final hour, and that's when they need it the most. So thank you for supporting the chaplet. If you can help right now, I've got a minute or two left, and it's a dollar-for-dollar match right now. Just give us a call at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. There's no match tomorrow, and we do need your help. I'll be really honest with you. I'll trust God will give us whatever He wants, but if you feel moved to give and you believe in the beautiful work that Relevant Radio is doing here, I believe it's an apostolate brought forward by God, then support us. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app. That's a really easy way to give. But if you'd help right now, I can't tell you how grateful I would be. And I know God's going to bless you. I do. I am so convinced that you can never, ever outgive God. He is a God of surprises. I've seen Him surprise me with His providence when I've given to different causes. I'm a supporter of Relevant. I hope you'll join me in that as well, okay? 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Mike Kendall will be back. We'll update you on how close we are to those 300 heroes. I hope you'll be one of those.
Well, we've had 231 heroes step forward, and we have 5 minutes left on the clock. So we're down to need 68 now. 68 more callers. We can do this. 877-291-0123. 267 more people with 5 minutes left to go on the clock. You know, these end of the hours are always... we break out in a sweat here trying to get those last calls through. The lines are getting very busy, so you can always donate online at relevantradio.com. And it won't take you a full 5 minutes to make your pledge. It really only takes about 90 seconds to make your pledge. You hit the send button, and as soon as you do, your donation is matched 100% this hour. We're not doing this tomorrow, so take advantage of the last 4 minutes of this hour. Get your dollars matched and be a part of the count. This is the radio station that we talk to Catholics all over the world. Some of them are very well-known Catholics. We had Dean Kuntz on the air, a guest of Cale Clark's show a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Scott Hahn will be joining Father Rocky tomorrow night on the Family Rosary Across America. You'll want to join us for that. And we just learned that former NFL quarterback Philip Rivers is going to be a guest, the special guest of Morning Air on Monday morning, the night after the Super Bowl, to get his reflections and to talk about his Catholic life. He has a large Catholic family out in California.
He's good guy.
All wrapped up with his football career is all over now and doing other things. Coaching still, I think. So we'll talk to Philip Rivers on Monday morning. That's what we do here at Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, time is ticking. We're now down just to 4 minutes remaining. It's not too late to get in. And we really do need you right now. So if you could step up and join us at this critical moment. Dollar for dollar match today. There is no match tomorrow, so don't wait. You know, help support Relevant Radio. Help support the great programming we bring you. Help support these wonderful guests that shine a very unique light on so many of these complex issues of our day. And above all, support a place where you can turn to outside of just getting informed and inspired, a place where we can pray together, where we can support each other in difficult times, where we can really invoke the mercy of God. That's what this hour is all about. And I'm so grateful you're part of it. The number to get in, and please call now. I really want to see you get to the phone at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Oh, this is great. We've had a number of first-time donors step up, so now we're down to only 41 more listeners. We can do this. 41 more people in the next 3.5 minutes. Want to thank Morella in Donna, Texas, Jason in Edmond, Oklahoma. New donors, first time. And Irwin in Clayton, California. He knows a good deal when he sees it. He's all in. He made a $600 pledge. Erwin, thank you. That's big for a first-time gift. $600 becomes $1,200. Thank you. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Mentioned Super Bowl 57 coming up this Sunday. $7 million for a 30-second Super Bowl ad this year. You know, they're talking, last year the big thing was cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. This year the big thing apparently is alcoholic beverages. They've made a lot of investments in ads. So you're going to be seeing a lot of beer ads and wine ads and liquor ads. Hey, we need $3 million to bring Christ to the world through 200 radio stations, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're not peddling beer or cryptocurrency. We are trying to bring Christ to the world through the media. Make that investment with Relevant Radio right now. 877-291-0123.
Mike, we only need about 39 more heroes to step up. You can do it. It's not too late to get in. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. It is amazing. Everything's a matter of perspective. $7 million for 30 seconds. $7 million would keep Relevant Radio on the air for 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. 2 years of bringing Jesus Christ to the world. Doesn't Catholic Radio deserve a place in the dial? Can you help? 877-291-0123.
We're going to make it. I really think we're going to make it. We need about, 21 more. 20 more.
Come on, we can do it.
877-291-0123. 19 more.
It's always so close.
All right, as soon as you hit that send button, you'll be counted this
get
hour.
Get in right now.
Or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. 17, 16 more. All right, keep the calls coming. This will be a big
hour. You rock. You're so kind. Stay with me. When I come back, we're going to talk about a cancer breakthrough that may put cancer cells to sleep. You're going to want to hear this.